This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I mean, no doubt he's going to be held to these policy positions in the debate environment. At least that's what you would expect. And we're told that his preparation, Kellyanne Conway said, you know, it's unconventional. He's an unconventional candidate. Don't expect him to be sitting home with you know, deep briefing books all the time, digging in on this policy. That's just not the way he does things. What do you expect, and what do you think about the prep process?
Well, I think Kellyanne is right, and I think it's smart for him not to get into deep, deep policy details. That's where you get trapped. I'll tell you from the perspective of somebody who's been a candidate. If you want to get in trouble, then release a 58-page economic plan. Release all of the details of your tax returns for 15 or 20 years. Release everything there is to release. And you know what you've done? You're not going to be applauded for your transparency. You're going to be nitpicked for everything you released. What you've done is you've just loaded a gun that's pointed at your own head. So I think Donald Trump needs to stick to what he knows, stay with the big themes. The truth is, a president doesn't go through a detailed policy plan without a lot of legislative wrangling. So leave it for that time. Don't let the campaign get bogged down in minute details that only distract from the big picture.
Well, you know, and what the governor is talking about is exactly right. You know, you get all these people that really have no clue of how things work in Washington, D.C., and do they really care? They're just kind of like troublemakers and steering things up. I mean, if they would have vetted, let's just say, President Barack Obama a little bit better, and asked about specific policies like they're doing with all the Republicans. And look, you know, look what Harry Reid did with Mitt Romney. You know, Mitt Romney turns over his, his taxes, and he even lies about it and misrepresents things. And, you know, to the governor's point, you start putting a gun to your own head. And, you know, it's not like somebody who's even, you know, the leader of the Senate is going to be honest and genuine about it. You know, as you heard him smirk about it, well, you know, he didn't get elected anyway, but he lies about Mitt Romney's financial condition and, you know, about his taxes, and he gets away with it. And he gets reelected. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that happens in our country. Is it any wonder that we're off track? I mean, you know, it starts with integrity. If we're not going to have any sense of integrity here, then everything is compromised. And that's where we're at right now. You know, you want to know what's going to take us to get back on track. We need to get our moral moorings back on track. We need to understand, you know, what ethics is all about. You know, when you're sitting here seriously considering a candidate like Hillary Clinton who lies about lying, all the scandals that go around with her, and she's a serious candidate to this day. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's an absolute joke. And it says something about our country, and it's telling the rest of the world how messed up we are. Because, and it's not to say that they're perfect, you know, by no means, but I think anybody can kind of figure this out and say, whoa, you know, we got to pay for play going on, you know, whether or not, you know, our media wants to say something is ransom. You know, like we said, it doesn't matter what we think. It's what our, you know, our allies and our enemies think. Do you think for a minute that Iran did not think that $400 million and all that other money was not ransom money? Do you think at all? Plus, on top of that, and nothing is said about this, you know, that late night distribution, because supposedly we didn't have wire transfer capabilities, but somehow 2 days later we have wire transfer capabilities, and we can make that happen. And it's all suspicious, you know, because it's, you know, 99.99999, and somebody pointed out, I think we owe them 13 cents, so that's going to be compounded in interest, and probably in the next couple generations down the road, it'll add to another 99.99999. It'll have to be turned over in the dark of night. I mean, this is like, you know, drug running stuff, you know, as they said. This is just absolutely insane. But, you know, hey, this is America's morality right now, the new morality that we're dealing with, and we wonder why we're...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It is time to stop. You know, let's gather our thoughts here. And let's get this together. If we're going to get this country back on track, we need all hands on deck. Thank you for joining in on the cause, because it's no longer about us. It really isn't. It's about our kids. It's about our grandkids. That's what this is all about. What kind of America are we turning over to them? And, you know, we just keep on stepping over this mess that's in front of us. And I'm sorry. I just cannot resign myself to think that I should turn this over, you know, to my kids when we're the ones that kind of have messed this thing up. But we got to do it together, shoulder to shoulder and back to back, if we're going to do something about it and really be serious about this problem and that continues to spin us out of control. I mean, how much longer can this be sustained? And clearly what is before us in this 2016 election are two pathways. You know, and one of bigger government, one of smaller government, one of more accountability, one of less accountability, one that says, hey, don't worry, we've got it all covered for you. It takes a village, and it takes a queen and a king to control this village, and if you just listen to what we tell you to do, all will be well. Totally antithetical to what our founding fathers and those that went before us gave up their blood, their treasure, all their resources, their honor, in order that we could enjoy the America that we enjoy today. Well, Akash Chugali is going to be coming up here in just a moment. Now, Akash, who has been on with us before, is a director of policy at Americans for Prosperity. In his role, he helps coordinate and advocate for many of AFP's state policy efforts, focusing primarily on health care, labor, education, and tax issues. His writings have appeared in National Review, Forbes, Washington Times, The Hill, Town Hall, and many others, and he was named one of Forbes' 30 under 30 in law and policy this year. And what we're going to talk about is what, you know, is getting lost a little bit in translation here, but let me tell you, for people that are experiencing Obamacare and experiencing the downside of it, and when I say the downside, and that is the unraveling, here it is, the Democrats in the late of night, speaking of which, and unilaterally decided to take over our health care program. And what a great job they've done here, you know, for the past 6 years. They hijacked our health care system, paid people off, gave exceptions, of course, to themselves and their cronies, about 1,000 other businesses. But we the people, the minions, you know, we have to deal with this mess. And now, here it is, in intensive care. We got crash carts running all over this country to see what they can do to get some sort of pulse out of Obamacare. It is an absolute mess. And what's going to happen? You know, in much the same way when Obamacare came on the scene, we go, okay, how are we going to manage this? You know, we have a software program, a website that cannot function, that we paid an incredible amount of, and I say we, And this is what the government did for us. The government that knows everything does such a great job, and that we need them so bad. They wasted so much money, time and again. In fact, they had their own government agency say, look, we can put up a website. Yeah, well, we can do it for about, about $600,000, less than $1 million. And they said, no. We have our own people that'll do that. And of course, they go ahead and put this thing together. It doesn't even work. It doesn't even function correctly. And I think it costs us upwards of $19 million. This is our government at work. This is what, and I don't know how, frankly, Barack Obama, as a CEO of this country, can look us in the face and give himself a good grade and think that he needs to be regarded as a stellar president for all the good that he's done for us, when time and again, the decisions that he has made has cost us money. I mean, let's talk about Solyndra, what he did there. I mean, gave, $500 million to this company? They were the great example of green energy. And here it is, we support them with the people's money. And it wasn't the government's money. I mean, this is the thing that galls me all the time. They always want to put it in the context of, well, it's the government's money. No, it's not the government. It's our money. It's our earned money. And they're out there being irresponsible with it. They make an investment. Okay, so we say, all right, let's do an investment in green energy, which is a whole other conversation for a whole other day. Because it can be a rabbit hole, let me tell you. But, they decide, hey, we're going to go ahead and make this investment. And then what do they do on the heels of it? This is the kind of stuff that drives, guys like Trump and myself and other business people absolutely bonkers. On the heels of taking the people's money and giving it to Solyndra, $500 million to support and do all these photo ops and everything else. You remember the president went down to the factory. It all looked so good. They were champions, green energy, all this good stuff. The president allows China to come in and underbid and absolutely obliterate $500 million of the people's money by letting China come in and compete against our own supported entity. And so what happens? It puts Solyndra out of business. China, they're off and rolling. It's still good for them. All that kind of kumbaya kind of stuff. And meanwhile, we have $500 million of the people's money that's vapored. And this is done by the CEO of our country, our chief executive officer, Barack Obama. This is what he did to us. Okay. And at every turn, I mean, he wants to tell us that, here it is with the hijacking of our healthcare, the impact that it's had on our economy. I mean, and they want to talk about a recovery. Like everything's all roses and rainbows. I mean, some of the economists that talk on behalf of the Democrats is going, what world are you in? Now, maybe in your world it might be okay, but I think when you're talking about the economy, you got to get outside of your own bubble and look at Main Street America and see the pain that's going on. Go and drive the streets of Main Street America and see the ghost towns that have been created and have been fortified in the last 8 years under this administration. I mean, this is real stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you may be okay in your zip code, and particularly if you happen to be in the zip code around Washington, D.C., because clearly those zip codes there are just flourishing very well, thank you, because it's government supported. It is we the people supported. It's our money that has been, derivated and directed to their personal interest, and they're doing very well. But Main Street America is suffering. And meanwhile, you get all these elites in there, whether it's energy or healthcare, go right on down the line. They don't care about the little guy. It's not about them. For some reason, they just think that, it's same old, same old. And they continue on their course. They keep getting reelected because we're knuckleheads and we don't want to be, we don't want to take the time to be interested enough and knowledgeable enough to make sure our vote really counts. So we go in there and just go with the status quo. And then we wonder why it keeps getting worse, because with each successive vote and affirmation of what they've been doing, they just say, hey, the people love it. Let's just keep giving them more. How do we love being $19, $20 trillion in debt compromised at every angle, whether it's our national security, whether it's jobs, it's immigration, the whole line. But, you know, this is what we've told the politicians. Maybe it's time to tell them something different. What do you think? It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around the country and around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Let me give you a little background on this next conversation we're going to have with Caroline McLaughlin. She's the Biscayne Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association. U.S. Senators Bill Nelson and Marco Rubio recently fast-tracked a bill that would block desperately needed marine conservation measures in the Biscayne National Park. Now, the bill would prevent the creation of a marine reserve that would protect Biscayne's fragile coral reef resources, improve national park visitor experience, and help bring back more fish to Florida. All good things, right? Well, park advocates say the rare move by Congress sets a dangerous precedent that not only threatens Biscayne's dying corals and dwindling fish populations, but would block the National Park Service from exercising its legal authority to protect America's largest marine national park. Caroline McLaughlin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Real good. So did I basically lay out the background well enough here as to what we're dealing with here at Biscayne, at the National Park Conservation?
Yeah, absolutely. And so just to give a little bit of context for what we're talking about. So I work for the National Parks Conservation Association. We are a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization dedicated to advocating for our national parks. And Biscayne National Park is our country's largest marine national park, located right in the backyard of Miami, which is one of the largest metropolitan areas in the country. And so Biscayne protects part of the third largest coral reef tract in the world and is home to some really incredible coral reefs, fish populations. But unfortunately, over the past few decades, we've seen a real severe decline in the health of the resources in Biscayne. Only about 6% of its coral reefs are still alive, and many of the fish species are heavily exploited or overfished, and some are on the verge of collapse. And so to put that into context, for every 20 fish you caught in 1960, only one is caught today.
Oh, wow.
And so the National Park Service saw this problem and said, hey, we have to do something about it. And so they went through a 15-year public process, including interaction with the public, with state and federal agencies, and intensive scientific analysis, and decided that the best way to protect the coral reef ecosystem and bring more fish back to Florida was to create a marine reserve zone, which would only cover about 6% of the park, but would have really big impacts in terms of protecting the entire coral reef ecosystem.
Well, why would these two senators be against that? I mean, with all the research, as you say, 15 years of interagency cooperation, scientific analysis, and what you're asking for is not 100%. I mean, it's a minor percent. 6% would make a big impact. This doesn't seem to be, unreasonable what you're asking for here.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, we talked about the 15-year process, but there was a lot of public involvement and engagement. I think there were 43,000 comments that they got on this issue, and 90% of which were in favor of the Marine Reserve. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have support from scientists at the University of Miami, from world-renowned scientific marine experts like Jean-Michel Cousteau and Sylvia Earle, and support from Miami-Dade County and the local community. And so I think this is really something that not only is needed for the environment, but something that has really broad-based support.
Well, Caroline, help us understand. I mean, the antagonists here, what are they getting out of this? I mean, if we're depleting natural resources and we have a way to replenish, what's the big rush here? I mean, why can't we put it on pause and replenish our resources?
Absolutely. And this, again, this is only 6% of the park where there would be no fishing. So there would be fishing access in 94% of the park. And also when you're talking about marine reserves, I mean, they really offer an opportunity for fish to get bigger, larger, more abundant. And when that happens, they spill out of the area. So they don't stay within the boundaries. They swim out.
Yeah.
So some of the best.
Yeah, those doggone fish, they just don't know how to read, do they? They're stubborn. That's what's the problem. Yeah.
So some of the best fishing areas in the world are actually right outside of marine reserves. And so this is going to benefit fishing opportunities. This is going to benefit snorkelers and scuba divers who want to see a healthy coral reef. And this will have a big benefit to Biscayne National Park as a whole.
Well, it sounds to me that, Caroline, where, Biscayne National Park is at, I mean, in terms of its, potential revival, I mean, we're kind of hanging in the balance here, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, like I said before, some fish species are on the verge of collapse. And so if we don't do something now and take action immediately, I mean, we're going to see really severe changes to our national park. And this is, again, this is a national park. This is some area that should be held to higher standards. You know, you go to Yellowstone, you go to Yosemite, you expect to see the same thing when you visit Biscayne. And unfortunately, we're just not seeing that with all the problems that have been going on.
Well, what's the recourse here for, you know, I would take it would be the people of Florida, but everybody else across the country needs to be aware that we have these kind of things going on. I mean, I understand in some cases where, you know, it's you get this dynamic tension that goes on between environmentalists and people in commerce. And but for me, this seems to be a clear delineation that we're destroying natural resources, you know, to such a degree that it could be irrecoverable. But, you know, we understand, you know, the tensions that go on between, you know, environmentalists and as I say, people of commerce. But this doesn't seem to be close here.
Well, and, you know, in South Florida and like a lot of other places around the country, the environment is the economy. I mean, we depend on healthy environment, healthy coral reefs, healthy fish populations to bring people down here. And I think if we're not seeing that, people are going to go somewhere else and they're going to take their money with them. So this is both an environmental issue, but it's also an economic issue. And we're trying to protect, you know, the future economic and environmental viability of this area for future generations.
You know, without a doubt. Why is this setting a dangerous precedent, Caroline?
Well, this bill is specifically focused on Biscayne National Park, but what it does is it undermines the authority of the National Park Service to make decisions and take actions that protect our national parks. And so right now we're celebrating the centennial, the 100th anniversary of our National Park Service, and we need to see action that better protects our national parks, not action that undermines their authority to do what they were intended to do back in 1916 when the National Park Service was created.
Well, as you mentioned, a lot of people come to the national park to enjoy the resources there. You know, what kind of numbers of people are we talking about?
To Biscayne National Park, we had last year over 500,000 visitors alone. But overall, nationally, we see about 300 million visitors each year to our national parks nationwide. It's also a huge economic driver. And so it's really important to protect these areas.
Well, the people's voice can make a difference, can it?
Absolutely. I would say to any listeners who are concerned about this, who are concerned about our national parks, call your representative, call your senators, and tell them that your national parks are important to you, that Biscayne National Park is important, and that we want to see a marine reserve to protect the future of Biscayne and to bring more fish back to Florida.
I guess the problem that we're still having here and getting my brain around this, Caroline, because the way you present it, I mean, to me, it's a pretty, you know, clear understanding of what's going on. What I don't understand is why these senators would back this kind of move.
Again, I can't speculate as to why they would do something like this. I could just explain that, you know, this is really going to harm Biscayne National Park and our national parks in general, and we really need people to speak up and tell their elected officials that this is Biscayne National Park is important to them.
Yeah, no, by the way, Marco Rubio is running for re-election. You think that would be important for him. Where can listeners go for more information, Caroline?
They can visit our website at www.npca.org/morefishnfl.
Well, there it is. Caroline McLaughlin has been with us. Caroline, thank you so much. I appreciate you stopping in and filling us in on this. She is the Biscayne Program Manager of National Parks Conservation Association. Caroline McLaughlin, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Caroline.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, for more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, and we encourage you to get involved in the conversation because your opinion really does count. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're honored to have back with us Senator Ron Johnson. And Senator Johnson came to Washington because the federal government is bankrupting America. He thinks it's important for citizen legislators to ally with those who are seriously facing that reality. Ron's manufacturing background has taught him to attack the root cause of a problem, not mere symptoms. He believes huge deficits, low economic activity, high unemployment, and woefully inadequate job creation are severe symptoms of the problem, but not the root cause. The ever-expanding size, scope, and cost of government is. Senator Johnson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Real good, Bill, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Senator, GDP comes out. We're again under 2%. I mean, this is a disaster, you know, to your point about the economy and just how devastating it is.
It really is. And, you know, it, as I've traveled around, as I've, you know, talked to people here in Wisconsin, but also around the country, I'd say the number one problem in terms of government interference with a growing economy is overregulation. You know, overtaxation is not helpful. Artificially driving up the cost of power is not helpful. But the fact you have these regulatory agencies in hyperdrive issuing all these rules, all these regulations, all these laws, you know, we're doing the laws, they're doing the rules and regulations, that it's creating such a high level of uncertainty. These are the rules and regulations designed to make sure that you behave properly. I mean, they're the smart little angels that are going to make you behave properly, and it's killing our economy.
Well, this top-down force that has been thrust upon America and this progressive movement that's been going on for years, this hasn't been something that's happened overnight. It's been well over 100 years. It's been a drip-drip process, but here we are. I mean, they've got a stranglehold on the free market system, and here we are to the point that 7 out of 10 Americans, Senator, say we're on the wrong track.
We are on the wrong track, unfortunately. Of course, It's exactly what President Obama wanted to do. Remember, right before he got elected, he said, in 5 days, we're going to fundamentally transform this nation. Now, Bill, we got problems, but fundamentally transforming this wonderful country we call America is not the way to go. And just to put some numbers behind this overregulation, on a macro basis, it's about $2 trillion per year to comply with federal regulations. Per household, that's $14,800 per year per household. Now, nobody writes a check for that amount because, trust me, if they did, we wouldn't have that level of overregulation. It appears in lost opportunities, jobs shipped overseas because we're less competitive, and it appears in price of products. I mean, a water costs $450 more per water heater complying with federal regulations. So the question I'm always asking, certainly Wisconsinites, would you rather have that $14,800 feeding a bloated government bureaucracy, or would you rather have it in your paycheck feeding and providing for your family? I think the answer is pretty obvious, but again, regulations are kind of the silent killer. People really don't realize the extensive damage overregulation is causing to their lives.
Well, it's really killing the momentum of job creation and job development in this country. That is clear. And meanwhile, the war on poverty continues, Senator. And I really want to laud you for your work, for what you've been doing there in Wisconsin. And you have seen that the answer is at the grassroots level, not from a progressive's perspective that says we know better than the poor people and we can fix them. And I say, well, where's your proof? Because the return on investment, we know just from 1964 with Lyndon Baines Johnson, War on Poverty, which at the time was estimated to be about 15%. Since then, about $22 trillion has been invested on the war on poverty. And what are we at? About, about the same, plus or minus, right?
It's about 15%. Back then, we had 29 million Americans in poverty. Today, it's 46 to 47 million. And, of course, out-of-wedlock birth rates have gone from 8 to 41% because a lot of these programs penalize you if you have an intact family, which is not good if you're trying to prevent poverty. So it was Albert Einstein that said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I mean, it's tragic that, no matter how you estimate, $13 to $22 trillion spent on the war on poverty, and remember, we're $19 trillion in debt. I think those two are correlated. It simply hasn't worked. And so it's time for new thinking. It's time to think outside the box, use a little common sense, and that's what our Joseph Project here in inner city Milwaukee is doing. We are connecting individuals who are generally seeking opportunity, people that have been trapped in these inner cities in a cycle of poverty and despair and dependency. We're connecting them in Wisconsin with all the opportunities that are available, for example, in manufacturing. Bill, there's not one manufacturing company I've visited in the last 6 years I've been doing this. Of course, I come from a manufacturing background myself that can hire enough people. Because we pay people not to work. We also tell our kids you got to get a four-year degree, which kind of implies, ooh, factory work, that's not for you. All work has value. Being a plumber, electrician, somebody working on a manufacturing plant, it's a great way to realize your full human potential. And there are great careers in modern manufacturing. And a lot of our young people aren't even considering it, which is why we have this deficit. So we're demonstrating by using a church, Greater Praise Church of God in Christ, a pastor who is identifying individuals who want to turn their lives around. We go in for 1 week. As a constituent service with my Senate staff, we do soft skills training, interview skills training, set them up with interviews, and these people are getting jobs that have turned their lives around. It's a wonderful thing to witness.
Well, and that's at the ground level, Senator, what is so important for each individual, and that is that we want to be productive at the end of the day. We want to feel like we've earned a paycheck, that we are contributing to our families and our society and our community. I mean, that is a wholesome result of, working at the ground level as opposed to somebody in their ivory office in the Beltway saying, well, this is the way it should be, and we're going to tell the minions how they should conduct their lives.
So when I talk to young people, I often ask the question, how many people want to stay living in your parents' basement, depending on your parents, their entire lives? Fortunately, nobody's raised their hand yet.
Right.
People want the dignity of earning their own success. When we outsource our compassion to the federal government, it simply hasn't worked. Compassion is best demonstrated in your communities, one-on-one. You turn people's lives around one-on-one. It's certainly what the Joseph Project is demonstrating. I'm very, very grateful that it's getting national exposure so other people can take a look at that example and go, hey, that just might work in my community. That's actually how, you know, business can snowball. This is how some of these programs can snowball, highlighting success. You know, success breeds success. And from my standpoint, I'm just so grateful that people like you are highlighting the success of the Joseph Project. It's being highlighted in places like the Wall Street Journal and National Review. That's a good thing. I really hope people pay attention because it actually does work when you show compassion in your own community.
Well, it's something that's proving itself, Senator, and hopefully it catches momentum and lights up across this country, because last time I checked, poverty is pretty well ran rapid and is in 50 states of the union last time I checked.
Well, and of course, we tragically witnessed in Milwaukee, you know, after the tragic death of an individual, you know, protests sprung up. Businesses were set on fire. You know, we were there for the 12th Joseph session. We actually had a business come in to talk to me when we started the 12th session. Really interested, very intrigued by the success of these individuals in the inner city, you know, what great workers they're turning into. And so they were actually considering putting a manufacturing plant in Milwaukee to take advantage of that labor pool. They're not deterred. They're still considering it, but they were a little concerned when they saw businesses being set on fire. So violence will solve nothing. And quite honestly, these well-intentioned federal government programs, the sad result is they simply haven't worked. In many cases, you could say they exacerbated the problem because they incentivized the lack of formation of an intact family. Because if you've got a mother and father in the home, you don't qualify for all kinds of benefits. So, again, we've got to really have a thorough review. We've got to use some common sense here. Take a look at what hasn't worked and start really examining things that have worked. Joseph Project is one of these things that has.
Well, Senator, one last question. We got about 15 seconds. Where can they go for more information?
Just go to our Senate website, ronjohnson.senate.gov, and we can hook you up with the staff members who are doing the training, who are communicating, and they can put you in touch with Pastor Jerome Smith, and we'll tell you exactly what we're doing, and hopefully we can replicate this around the country.
Well, that's great. Senator Johnson, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This report is brought to you by Staples. The back-to-school season can be stressful for parents and students alike. As the end of the summer approaches, many retailers are already stocking holiday candy and decor, making it difficult to find school supplies. Parents can rely on Staples to have the school supplies their children need in stock throughout the back-to-school season, at the lowest prices guaranteed. Christine Mallon, Vice President of Retail Marketing at Staples, joins us to share some back-to-school advice.
As the start of school approaches, many retailers have moved on and started stocking for the next holiday. At Staples, parents can shop confidently, knowing that we're still in stock on all of the back-to-school essentials they need at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Staples keeps school essentials in stock all season long at the lowest prices. Shop the Less List for School, weekly school steals, and take advantage of the 110% lowest price guarantee to stay on budget. For more, visit staples.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Glad to get you into my life. What can I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I want to stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. And I suddenly see you. Ooh.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation, we encourage you to do so. Your opinion does count here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. John Guandolo is with us, counterterrorism expert, created and implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program. John, always good to have you with us. And by the way, he's the co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, and author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation, Worldwide Who's Who's List of 2014. John, once again, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you very much. Good to be on with you again.
Well, John, you know, it seems like America, you know, we're just so ripe for the pickings. It's like we're all a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark and fed you know what, because the latest bunch of manure that's being sent our way comes by way of Muslim leaders and apologists who continue to tell the media and others Islam does not sanction honor killing. Since when?
Since never. Islam has always sanctioned what we call honor killings, and what is known in the Islamic community as honor killings. And as you said, they will say that, but the reality is one of the most popular things you'll hear them say on the media, whether it be radio, TV, or whatever, is that the phrase honor killing doesn't exist in Islamic texts, or the Prophet never said it, and the Quran doesn't say it, and that's actually true. But what the Quran and the example of the Muhammad as is articulated in the most authoritative accounts of his life is that it is okay at any time for a mother or father to kill their children or their grandchildren for any reason they deem fit. So when they do it because those children dishonor the family in whatever way they believe does that, that simply we call that an honor killing. Mm-hmm. So it is lawful. It is completely sanctioned in all of Islam. And there's no indemnity for for doing what they're doing under Islamic law.
Mm-hmm. Though it may not be stated in the Quran or the Hadith, it is noted as part of Sharia law, right?
That's right. In other words, it is, while the phrase honor killing is not in the Quran or the Hadith, the idea of a mother or father killing their children for whatever reason they deem fit is in the Quran and in the Hadith. And that's why it's completely a part of all Islamic law and why it's accepted under Islamic law in Islamic communities.
Well, are they just trying to fit a round peg in a square hole here in coming to the West and trying to infiltrate the cultures of the West until they, as been demonstrated in some areas, until they get control, and then the Sharia comes on full force, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, the focus of their entire effort right now is to obfuscate the true nature of Islam and to get our leaders to buy into what can only be described as an alternate reality of Islam. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they do. From President Clinton to President Bush to President Obama, Secretary of State Clinton, Kerry, Condoleezza Rice, all of them say this nonsense that Islam doesn't stand for that. Islam's a religion of peace. When all of Islamic law obliges warfare, jihad, until Islam dominates the world. And mm-hmm. while there may be individuals who call themselves Muslims that don't subscribe to that, that doesn't change that that is what Islam is.
Mm-hmm.
At its core. And the problem is if we don't accept and start from that point, then any discussion that our leaders have about solutions in law enforcement, the military level, at the social cultural level, they will all fail because you're beginning from a place that's just not true.
Exactly.
And you're beginning from a place, a belief that's just factually and realistically not true.
How come we forget it wasn't that long ago, World War II, Nazi Germany? We know it wasn't 100% of the Germans that agreed with the Nazis. It was only about 10% that actually were Nazis themselves. The other 90% were oppressed to the point that they decided to go along to get along.
Right, and what we see in the Muslim world, even in the United States, and actually more so in Europe, is a high percentage of Muslims actually do want Sharia. They do believe, it was a Pew poll back in 2007 mm-hmm. where, we had 26% of Muslim males between the age of 18 and I think the cutoff was 35 said that violence, including suicide bombings, can be accounted for in Islam, that's under certain circumstances, that's okay. I mean, these are big numbers. You look at the numbers in France and Germany and in other European nations where a strong majority of Muslims want to see Sharia. And if they want to see Sharia, it means they believe in Sharia, and Sharia obliges jihad until the entire world's under Islamic rule. So hopefully it only is a small percentage, 10-20% of Muslims, which is still a massive number of people who want to wage war against us. But the indicators at the ground level, even in the West, are that a large percentage of the Muslim population believes in Sharia, wants Sharia, and is seeking to impose Sharia, which is enslaves populations.
Right.
I mean, Islam is a system that enslaves the people that are under it.
Well, and some of the things that we're turning a blind eye to here, John, is how these generation of kids, you talk about the 18 to 30-year-olds, but there's this fresh new generation that's being born into the Muslim world and becoming Sharia indoctrinated. I mean, I just saw here a couple months ago a graduating class of 5-year-olds, basically, that were enacting jihad. I mean, these are 5-year-olds. I mean, if they're indoctrinated to this point at 5, what are they going to be like at 10, 15, 20?
Right, and that's the, what we've been watching, if there's a conceptually for your audience that really a point that needs to be made, is what we've seen in the last 30 years is the focus, the increasing focus from those leading the global Islamic movement to force Muslim nations and Muslim communities to adhere to Sharia first. And that's why we see so many Muslims being killed, because many of them are like, because Sharia is completely contrary to human nature. And so Muslims who are a part of the movement to return Islam to adherence to Sharia, of course they'll kill Muslims who don't want to abide by it, because they're, that makes them apostates from Islam. And
exactly.
That's a capital crime in Islam. Well, and then once the call to Islam, the invitation is made to non-Muslims, and they refuse, well, then they can either be killed or subjugated to Islam. And that's what you're watching. So that is, of course, it's going to happen deeper and deeper in the Muslim community as the years go on. So that 10, 15 years from now, the problem will be a hundredfold worse.
Exactly.
And that is why part of the strategy that both I have proposed, as well as the others in my organization, Understanding the Threat, I propose, is that we need to deal with this issue now.
Right.
And we need to deal with it very harshly, because any equivocation that we make now is going to cost us bitterly down the road.
Well, John, we only got about 30 seconds left here, but we know honor killings are prevalent here in the United States. Going back to April 2004, a Turkish Muslim killed his 4-year-old daughter in Scottsville, New York. 2006, a Somali Muslim in Kentucky brutally killed his 4 children. In January 2008, an Egyptian Muslim shot and killed his 2 daughters in Irving, Texas. So it is more than prevalent. It is here in the United States, and we should not be ignorant of it, should we?
No, we shouldn't. And it's going on, you know, much more frequently based on my research than even the DOJ statistics, because you've got a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, my children went back to, you know, they're back with their family in Pakistan or wherever. And in fact, there's a high likelihood that they were killed.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what we're dealing with, isn't it, in this community. And it's totally lawful under Sharia.
Uh-huh. John, where can people go for more information and stay on top of what's going on here?
Well, you can go to understandingthethreat.com. We have a YouTube channel also, if you just search Understanding the Threat. Obviously, we're on Facebook and on Twitter at UTT_USA. So any of those.
Well, John Guandola, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, an organization dedicated to providing strategic and operational threat-focused consultation, education, and training for federal, state, and local leadership and agencies. A 1989 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, John took a commission as an officer in the United States Marine Corps. He served with the 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marines, as an infantry platoon commander in combat operations, Desert Shield and Storm from 1991 to 1996. John Guandola, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a blessed day, sir.
Ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.